Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
beside her. People tell me I'm lucky. Yes, I know I'm a lucky guy. I remember the first time I was lonely without her. Can't stop thinking about her now. Every little thing she does for me, yeah. And you know the thing she does for me. When I'm with her, I'm happy. Yes, I know that she loves me now. There is one thing I'm sure of. I will love her forever. 'Cause I know love will never die. Every little thing she does for me, yeah. And you know the thing she does.
That was Yes with Every Little Thing from their debut album released in 1969, eponymously called Yes. And we started that set off with the Beatles with Don't Let Me Down from Past Masters Volume 2. And that Yes song, by the way, that because that was the first album by that group, I thought I would tell you who was on it. Of course, founding members John Anderson, Chris Squire, and Bill Bruford, who continued throughout several albums, and John Anderson and Chris Squire are still members of Yes. John Anderson, I think, is rejoining them now. He had some throat problems. Also, Peter Banks on guitars and vocals, and Tony Kaye on organ and piano. And again, we heard Don't Let Me Down featuring Billy Preston on organ. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we are specifically listening to the 1969 Beatles Radio Experience Part 2. So anything you might have heard on the radio, if you were listening to progressive rock radio in 1969, is fair game for this show. We're not going to be playing top 40. Maybe a few songs will slip in here and there, but for the most part, it's going to be songs that you might have heard on progressive rock radio. Hey, we have a trivia question. The thing is that the only caveat is that we don't have anything to give away this time because we're kind of saving that up for our fundraiser, which is in a couple of weeks from October 5th to 12th. You can just call in if you have the answer, and we'll announce you on the radio about 10 to 9, but nothing to give away this time. Sorry about that, but anyway, it's a fun thing to do anyway. And the number you want to write down is 908-852-4545. And here, let me just see if I can grab the question without reaching too far across the studio here. The question is has to do with John Lennon. What was the first song that John Lennon released with the writership credited solely to him and not to Lennon and McCartney? I'll repeat that. What was the first song that John Lennon released with the writership credited solely to him and not to Lennon and McCartney? And, of course, that was released in 1969. Now, there is a red herring answer, which will not be correct, because there are two songs that if you do some research, you'll find were released in 1969 that were credited just to John Lennon, but one is not the answer, and we'll explain why about 10 to 9. So again, 908-852-4545. And let's carry on now with something from the Led Zeppelin debut album.
Next to you, babe. I can't get next to you. I can fly like a bird.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. That was Jefferson Airplane with Volunteers from the album of the same name. Started that set off with Led Zeppelin from their eponymous debut album. And well, actually, the first four albums were eponymous. They were just called Led Zeppelin. We called them 2, 3, and 4. Anyway, that was Black Mountain Side. And then we heard from The Temptations from their album Puzzle People with Can't Get Next to You, all released in 1969, because we are going through the Beatles' radio experience. Anything you would have heard on FM, progressive rock radio in that year is fair game, including we're going to be playing all of the Beatles track by track, as well as some of the solo material by individual Beatles. And that's because this is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. Now, after the break, oh, by the way, we did get an answer to the trivia question, which had to do with the question was, what was the first song that John Lennon released with the ridership credited solely to him and not Lennon and McCartney? And we did get a correct answer. So if you want to call, you can, but we already got a correct caller, and we'll announce the answer and the caller's name at 10 to 9. What we're going to do after the break is we're going to be playing the second side of Abbey Road. I can't think of any other way to do it than just to play the whole thing from Here Comes the Sun on to the end, because I think they deserve that much respect. So that's what we're going to do right after the break.
Greetings, misfits, freaks, and outcasts. Little Steven here at your service. I will play you the coolest songs ever recorded, and I don't care whether they're 50 years old or 50 minutes old, in Little Steven's underground garage. Mady Cochran and Elvis Presley, to the Beatles, the Stones, to the Yardbirds, to the Ramones, to the Strokes, to the White Stripes. Do not miss Little Steven's underground garage. Saturday evenings at 7 on 91.9 WNTI. Online at WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI is made possible by the historic Blairstown Theater. Located at 30 Main Street, the historic Blairstown Theater presents local, regional, and national performers, theater productions, and classic films. More information at thehpt.com or 908-362-1399. That's 908-362-1399.
The Times of London hailed his performance as absolutely superb. The Washington Post called it virtuoso with astonishing classical purity. And now the world-renowned maestro of the sitar, Usted Shafat Khan, comes to the Centenary Stage on Sunday, September 30th at 2 p.m. with a powerful performance guaranteed to enthrall his audiences. Shafat Khan comes from a musical heritage that can be traced back to the 16th century. He has performed for the Queen of England, presidents, and dignitaries from around the world, as well as alongside Stevie Wonder at Bonnaroo. Khan will be joined on stage by Richie Mechrota and Leila Plaza on the tabla and Sir Bahar. Tickets for the performance of Usted Shafat Khan are $17.50, and they may be purchased online at centenarystageco.org or by calling 908-979-0900 or at the new box office on Main in Hackettstown. Don't miss this virtuoso performance, Usted Shafat Khan, on Sunday, September 30th at 2 p.m. in the Centenary Little Theater.
Thank you. Way to get back those away to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. We'll sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby.
Thank you. Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
And that concludes the second side of Abbey Road. The final release by the Beatles before their breakup and Let It Be, and Let It Be album was released in 1970. That was released in 1969. And what we heard from beginning to end, as if you need to know, was Here Comes the Sun, Because, or as we would say in Long Island, Because, or as they would say on the east, on the West Coast, Because, You Never Give Me Your Money, Sun King, Mean Mr. Mustard, Polythene Pam, She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, which goes out to Therese in Wantage because she sent me a funny note about that. What did she say? Should I unlock the bathroom window? She said that around 8 o'clock, predicting that I was going to play that. And then Golden Slumbers, and then Carry That Weight, The End, and finally Her Majesty, the second side of Abbey Road by no one else but the Beatles. And by the way, speaking of dedications, I should have mentioned that around 8 o'clock, I also got a message from Allison, a friend of the station, who referenced Don't Let Me Down in her note. So I, the first song I played was Don't Let Me Down, so that goes out to Allison. We have to take care of some business now, and we're going to come back with, I guess, probably a Jack Bruce song, and then we're going to play, mention the answer to the trivia question. So after this break.
Hi, Leon Kastner here.
And I'm Brian Kathanis.
We're the treasure hunters on Public Radio's Value This with Brian and Leon, and we'd love to go to your house and check out your antiques and collectibles.
But we did that once, and when those people came home, they were not happy.
So you just have to call us up and join us on the radio. We'll help you figure out what you have and what it's worth.
Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on WNTI.
And online at WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from the Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly.
Coming to the Stanhope House on Friday, September 28th at 7 p.m., Wig Party with Keith Kenny.
More information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777 for the Stanhope House.
Ever listen to WNTI and wonder, what was that song that just played? The online playlist at WNTI.org is a great way to find out. You can learn more about the music we play here on WNTI, from the classics to new music from up-and-coming artists. You can even search our playlists and find out when your favorite artist or band has played. To learn more, check out the WNTI online playlist today at WNTI.org.
Further on, into the wagon,
And that was Jack Bruce with theme from an imaginary Western, bit of a tongue twister there, from his album Songs for a Tailor, his debut release from 1969. Of course, he was with Cream and Manfred Mann Band and John Mayall, but that was his first solo album released in 1969. And let's see. That's all we heard, I guess. We're kind of running out of time here, but we do have time to announce the winner of the trivia question. And the question was, what was the first song that John released with the writership credited solely to him and not Lennon and McCartney? And I told you there was a red herring. Nobody called with that, but the red herring is Give Peace a Chance, because that was originally credited to Lennon and McCartney, but it was fixed back in sometime in the 1990s. It was re-released, just credited to John Lennon. But the actual answer is not Give Peace a Chance. The actual answer is Cold Turkey. That was the first song that John Lennon released on his own, with him being the sole writer credited. And JC from Shawnee, Pennsylvania, knew that that was the answer. So let's hear it.
Sky, my feet are so heavy.
And that was John Lennon with one of his solo releases from 1969, the first one credited to just him and not to Lennon and McCartney, Cold Turkey, which featured Eric Clapton on lead guitar, by the way. And Eric Clapton would also play with him at the Plastic, at the Live Piece in Toronto concert 1969, and play that song as well. And we're going to play more tracks from that in the coming weeks. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and you've been listening to the 1969 Beatles Radio Experience, anything that would have been on Progressive Rock Radio, FM, during that year, including everything by the Beatles released during that year, as well as some of the solo material released by John Lennon and his pals. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. In the background, you're listening to Sea of Time from the Yellow Submarine soundtrack. That's music composed by George Martin. It figured on the second side of that original vinyl release. So we just have about a minute and a half or so of housekeeping. Next week, we're going to go into part three of the 1969 Beatles Radio Experience. The kind of things you can expect to hear are things that we didn't have time to listen to tonight, which is includes Frank Zappa from his Hot Rats album, some Creedence Clearwater Revival, some Poco, my favorite Poco song we're going to be playing. Some more Aretha Franklin probably, maybe some more Temptations, probably some Jefferson Airplane, some Genesis, a little more Cream, let's see, The Who, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Joni Mitchell, Traffic. I mean, all these great the Jeff Beck Group, Procol Harum, Leslie West, my goodness, it goes on and on. And even Blind Faith, we'll play some Blind Faith in the coming weeks. But in 2 weeks, on October 10th, we're going to be in the middle of our fundraiser. And on October 10th, we're going to have Rex Fowler with us. Rex is from Aztec Two-Step and has recently released a tribute to John Lennon, an acoustic album, and he's also going to have a show coming up at the end of October at the Blairstown Theater. So he's going to be with us next Wednesday, sometime between 8 and 9 o'clock. So we'll get to hear him, we'll play some tracks from that album, and we'll hear some words of wisdom from Rex Fowler. This is 91.9 WNTI. Next up, E-Town.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.